Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
And welcome to Simone.
And welcome.
Llama.
Llama.
Wow. That's amazing. Wow.
Yes, it is.
Hi, I'm Dick Hunter. And I'm sitting next to the fabulous, what's your name?
Butter Pecan.
Butter Pecan.
Butter Pecan.
Hi, Butter Pecan.
Hello. Hello to all the people that are tuning in through Smooth Drama TV. I don't know what the quality is. It's our first time airing on Smooth Drama TV, so thank you for joining us.
And for those who are also interested in seeing me and Butter Pecan, you can see your Yahoo Messenger. You can join us at Smooth Drama 1. You can add me and you can see us as on the webcam live. So you get to check out Butter Pecan in our birthday suit. And you get to see Dick Hunter. Or something like that. All right, now we've got all the pleasantries out the way. I want to talk about something very, very important here. First, I want to say that Dr. Peter Jane from Ubuntu. Ubuntu. You suck still. 3 weeks later.
Oh, Peter James.
Peter James. You suck.
You suck.
Now, I want to talk about April. April is an interesting month.
Why?
No, because there's some things from time to time. We want to just talk about some historical stuff that happened.
Historical.
Yeah, historical. I'm just going to spit on
historical.
Yeah, historical stuff that happened. Speaking of which,
hip historical.
See, you got me saying this.
Hip historical.
Everybody knows about April Fool's.
April 1st.
Yeah. It's April Fool's Day. What happened on April Fool's Day, buddy?
Absolutely nothing. Jack shit.
Yeah. Anyway.
Jack shit. What was April 1st is what day?
What are you talking about to you, man? I'm talking
you
about
asked yourself. Me what happened on April 1st. You weren't specific. You said, what happened on April 1st? I'm telling you. Jack shit for me.
That was your April Fool.
Yeah, there you go.
You kept waiting on something to happen and nothing happened. That was
yeah,
April
I wasn't waiting on shit.
Okay.
It's just like any other day to me. I don't care.
All right. I'm glad you don't care.
What was April Fool's to you?
Well, April Fool's in history. You ain't talking about me. I know I'm back. I ain't back for a while.
No.
really obvious here.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. April 1st, 1621. Native Americans and the Pilgrims, or the colonists, as you call them, signed their first treaty, the Pilgrim-Wampanoag Peace Treaty, in 1621 in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Why do we say that's significant for April Fool's Day? Because obviously, treaties and Native Americans, none of that stuff is really honored. that's April Fool's. I'm like, yeah, we thought, y'all thought that we were being serious with y'all, but we not. That was it. And on April 2nd of this month, guess what happened? Hans DeLeon, doesn't matter. Anyway. Ponce de Leon discovers Florida. Even though there was a whole bunch of people already living there. He's discovering something. So maybe I can discover somebody else's home that they already living here and claim it from Fred land.
Are you eating at Dollar Rancher?
Yes, I'm eating the dock. Anyway. Yes, I'm eating a Jolly Rancher. I'm done with that. I'm done with that.
I'm ADD today.
I see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we only have, 15 more minutes to go, so put up with it.
Oh, obviously, I ain't got no choice, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you brush your teeth, buddy?
No, but I'm chewing.
Won't you stop sniffing like a damn dog? Won't you?
What kind of Jolly Rancher is that?
It's a Jolly Rancher.
What kind?
Does it matter?
Is it watermelon? No.
It's not watermelon. Why is that be watermelon?
Because he's dark, man.
Wow.
I didn't think about that. Okay, cherry?
No, it's not cherry. Or
blue?
Watermelon.
Blue?
Yeah, it's blue.
Oh, it's the blue one. Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, it's the blue one. Yeah. Whatever. Anyway. And now, for all you white teeth enthusiasts,
white teeth enthusiasts,
this is for you.
Well, what about the yellow teeth enthusiasts?
Well, this is for you also.
Mm-hmm.
Whether
I got brown teeth.
White or yellow teeth? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, but you know, you live on TV now.
Mm-hmm.
Showing off that face, made for radio.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Got it?
You might not.
You got the hair made for me, yeah.
Yeah, I'm nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good money. Studies show that white wine can increase dark dental stains if drinking tea. I guess the acidity of wine can leave teeth more susceptible to tea stains.
Susceptible?
Susceptible. Say that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Oops.
I'm gonna spit on somebody.
Who?
No. Since you're
the dog?
Right here.
The dog?
No, spit on you.
No, I
guess what they did. This might be a little disconcerting. Yeah, I see that. You had one too many Jolly Ranchers.
I haven't had any Jolly Ranchers. Oh, Allison, do you have one in the pocket? What do you have in the pocket?
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff in my pocket.
What?
Stuff.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, you want one of these?
Yeah.
This is a peppermint. This is yellow peppermint.
Oh, is that it?
Anyway. They test this out on cow teeth. So I guess they're saying that cow teeth are similar to human teeth. And that's how they tested it. Now, I don't want to be the person whose teeth are similar to cow teeth. Oh, man. Wow. Are you not only on your sugar high, but you drunk too?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. this study was done in Florida, so I don't know. You might want to take it with a grain of salt because, of course, things that happen in Florida, I can't really agree with. So,
yeah. Because you don't like Florida, that's why.
No, I don't dislike Florida. I'm just saying it's an inordinate amount of stuff that happens in Florida. Although this next bit of news is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, campaign cake knife gets a fifth grader suspended.
What?
Yeah, well, what happened? An 11-year-old named Tasia, she was trying to campaign for fifth grade mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is she made, her and her grandma, you know, made a couple of chocolate cakes. And she brought both of them to school. Well, the grandma, you know, being nice, made sure that there was plates, napkins, and a knife to make sure that each classmate could get some cake. Well, what happened is the teacher saw that she had brought a knife to school. Never mind that it was a knife to cut the damn cake. But, you know, they called in school officials to investigate the matter.
Yeah, that's a knife.
Yeah.
And I want a knife.
They found that Cassia brought a deadly weapon into the school, and so an 11-year-old was suspended, and she faced possible exposure.
A deadly weapon for cutting the cake.
Yeah, it was a butter knife. And they also, per protocol of school officials, contacted the Delaware State Police about the incident. So, of course, the girl, you know, they started crying. They didn't understand what was going on. And you know, the grandma, Kenyessa Houghton, you know, who had put the knife in the thing so that she can cut it, you know, she felt bad because the grandchild had to go through all that. So, and they decided to resolve it due to a technical matter. And they said,
Technical.
So they said,
not allegedly brought the knife?
No, allegedly. They said it was a technical error. And that they wanted to explain to the students and the parents and the community members to understand that it is never acceptable to have dangerous instruments or weapons on a school building at any time, even if you're cutting cake. Yeah. I'm like, wow. That's really strict, Delaware.
That was in Delaware?
That was in Delaware.
I thought it was in Delaware.
No. The study for the drinking the white wine could stain the
teeth. Oh, okay.
That's Florida. So, I'm thinking white wine, wouldn't that whitening? Anyway. Moving on. Okay. Well,
hello?
There's a dead man who was caught alive allegedly cheating in Vegas.
No, what's that?
A mortgage investment broker believed to have faked his death to avoid jail by disappearing while fishing off Laguna Beach, California, was arrested in Las Vegas for cheating and also faces charges in Los Angeles County. John Sung Park, 29, of Winter Park, was arrested about 7:30 a.m. Monday at the MGM Grand Casino in Las Vegas.
No, you're hogging the mic, man.
Shut up. For allegedly cheating.
Allegedly.
anyway. Allegedly cheating.
See, we need to make a rule. Like, every time we say that word or we report that word in the name, we put a quarter in a jar. And then on one of the shows, we give away what's in the jar.
So you're going to start putting quarters in the jar?
Okay, we both start putting quarters.
No, this is your idea. What?
Whatever.
This is the butterfly.
You both put it. You're the one that's like the new shit, say allegedly. So we both put a quarter in. What does everybody think about that? I'm saying we should. I just think it was my rule.
No.
I'm putting suggestions out there. We're having a contest. Does anybody want to participate?
Yeah, of course they do. They're going to see money.
Well, there you go. Hey, who's to say that we're not going to win?
Anyway.
Like, text to win what's in the jar. But yeah. Like, one show you do it, one show I do it.
Why are you
But saying you know what?
Why are you
Because you're hogging the mic, man.
It's right next to you.
Why are you hogging the mic, man? Who's having the mic?
Hold the mic. Put the mic in your hand.
It was down, man.
All right, good.
So, what does everybody think about that?
I don't think nobody cares about it.
I guess not.
Who
said it was Acorn? What would be in the jar? It could be a bunch of money.
Look, if it was my day to give a quarter, I would never say allegedly.
You would never report anything in the news that would say allegedly. Yeah, you would cheat.
Damn right.
Let me start picking the news then.
Okay, you can pick any news you want.
In the other chat window. What other chat window?
In the other chat window.
Oh, on Mogulus? Well, shit. Can you tell me to open up the damn chat window and...
Anyway.
Let me see if I can switch over to Muslim.
Police, well, here it is, back on the story about John Sung Park, who is 29 years old, of Winter Park, who was arrested about 7:30 a.m. Monday at the MGM Grand Casino in Las Vegas for allegedly cheating while gambling, the Laguna Beach Police Sergeant Jason Kravitz said. Okay, two friends reported Park missing September 11, 2008, saying they lost sight of him.
Hey, they want you to strip.
Whatever. While spearfishing, sparking a massive nighttime search, after which Park was presumed dead. Police later came to believe Park fled to escape a 150-day jail sentence for attempting to cash a $40 check from a checkbook he found at a grocery store in La Palma on December 24, 2007, and for possession of Vicodin and marijuana. As 2 weeks later, after his apparent drowning, a man resembling Park stole the 1994 Mercedes he had sold to a Tarzana woman just before disappearing. While driving away, the car thief hit the new owner's daughter, and thus Park, who was allegedly dead. He was allegedly dead. Was a suspect in an assault with a family
member case
nearly 2 weeks after his reported drowning. This is actually in Vegas. I guess this dude's name, John Tony Park, he was an informant said that Park was in Las Vegas. Even though he was dead.
Allegedly dead.
And I guess what's going to happen is the police, at the least, are saying that they're going to bill Park for the $50,000 that was spent on his search.
That's an awful lot of quarters.
And, you know, him and his friends could be charged with filing a false report if it's determined that they were all in cahoots.
All in cahoots.
Yeah.
Cahoots. What's going on in the chat room here?
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. So, that dead men, they tell no tales, but they steal cars and they gamble in Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah. And for all those people with your pimped out rides, I hope you got a garage. Here's the next story. Yes, there's a pit crew of thieves.
Pit crew.
Yeah. They're like steel with like the NASCAR pit crew. They just roll up, take all your rims and your tires, and leave your car on some block.
17 seconds.
Right. They said, was it? Rich McDonald with the Plano police said they've had about 20 reports this year of stolen wheels and that the crew worked like a NASCAR pit crew, but quickly and much more quietly. They said that they go after your wheels and that wheel lot don't really matter to them. They can get by that. So for all you homies sitting out there on 20s and 30s, or if you sitting on some 10s and 12s and 15s, it don't matter. These dudes can get you. Like he said, one guy, Mike Wasserman, said they broke in through the passenger side window, raised the compartment, took the wheel lock, and took the wheels off the vehicle. So,
where's this at?
This is actually in California, Plano, California.
Plano, it's Plano.
I have no idea.
No, it's Plano, Texas.
Mm. Okay. Plano, Texas.
Plano, Texas.
I'm never going there.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, I've been in racial rehab for a while.
Oh yeah, how's that going?
Yeah, ups and downs. Yeah, I try not to relapse or anything like that. But something's got to be talked about, like this New York City fried chicken joint, which is under fire for having Obama's name. Yeah. Two New York City fried chicken restaurants in predominantly black neighborhoods are under fire for putting President Barack Obama's name on their sign.
Oh, isn't that the they said that Obama's like selling fried chicken now or something?
Yeah, well, that's different. This is in Brooklyn. There's a place that's called Obama Fried Chicken and Pizza in Harlem.
What?
Yeah.
Fried
chicken and pizza. Hey, you know, take care of all of it. You know. Yeah, it used to be Royal Fried Chicken, but I guess they like, man. You know what? If we say Barack Obama Chicken, if we say Barack Obama chicken, bam, we can sell more chicken and pizza. So?
But, okay, did they change the name?
Yeah, they changed the name on the sign to Barack Obama. And they would answer the phone by saying Obama.
They actually, wouldn't they have to file? Might make it legal.
Why?
And someone actually let them do that.
You sell the chicken in the hood.
Yeah, pizza and chicken in the hood.
Most folks don't really check that stuff, but I guess Kevin McCall,
mm-hmm.
who's a community activist, and city councilman Charles Barron, was like, nah, we not having that. No Obama fried chicken and pizza.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, remember we reported last month or so about the German food maker who named the line of frozen fried chicken snacks the Obama fingers, which was available only in Germany. And they pulled it after they said they had become aware of the racial connotation.
Someone's making a comment on how clean the show is.
Well, clean.
They haven't had to tell their granddaughter to go out of the room.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful thing.
Yeah. That, you know, I don't even know what to say.
Goddaughter, excuse me.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious, I need to make that font bigger. Can't read it. Goddesses?
Yeah.
Goddaughter. I saw granddaughter. Who was the sign-in person?
Yeah, what you call me? You just... You don't. You got bifocals, though. You should be able to see.
That's too far from here, yeah.
That's too far. Yeah.
Too far.
What? Like 1.0 font? Or 0.8 font? Or one of them? I don't know. All right. Moving on from one Obama to the next.
Yeah.
You know, Michelle Obama, you know, folks in... hating on her for her clothes.
She Why?
She was ripped by the U.S. fashion designer. Yeah. Well, I guess she's become the target of serious criticism from top U.S. fashion designers who claim the First Lady of Fashion isn't doing enough to rep their stylish duds during her European debut.
Mm-hmm. Everyone wants their fashion at the same.
Yeah, well, Oscar de la Renta told Women's Wear, American fashion right now is struggling. And they said they don't object to the fact that Mrs. Obama is wearing J. Crew to whatever, and she's wearing, like, the latest stuff. She's wearing, like, young designer stuff. She's not wearing the older people.
What? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And because everybody loves what she's wearing, you know, the OGs.
The ones that are already successful in the fashion industry.
Right.
That have made their fortune.
Something like that.
You suck.
Well, are you saying Oscar de la Renta?
Yes, you suck.
Oscar de la Renta?
You suck.
But of a kind is spoken.
God, you've already made it in the fashion industry. You've made your millions. Why not let the younger designers succeed? You're whatever. And are you saying that the First Lady has to wear older designer things?
Hey, Oscar de la Renta said first he wasn't impressed with the First Lady's sleeveless dress and her black cardigan combo during her visit to Buckingham Palace. Talent. I'm thinking Jack Talent. Looking at
that. What's Jack Talent?
He's an old actor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. He only did sci-fi stuff. But, yeah, they said, you know, they said, you don't go to Buckingham Palace in a sweater.
What do you want to know? Oh, my.
Well, you know, I guess they don't understand, and this is my racial rehab talk.
Uh-oh.
Black folks are tropical people.
Black folks are tropical people. What do you mean?
And if I'm not mistaken, London is like kind of chilly. So Michelle was like, hey, cold outside, I'm gonna wear a sweater. That's a tropical. We like to stay warm. We don't do well in cold weather. It's not our thing. You wanna stop crime in the black community? Build some jails in that article. I guarantee you. Not a brother would want to go there.
There you go. Dick huggers. Solution for solving black crime.
Black on black crime especially. If they know that the jail is in Antarctica, they'll be like, man, it's cold there. No more fun.
I don't think anybody would want to go to Antarctica.
What's wrong with Antarctica?
Cold there.
Right.
Okay.
I just said that.
Who would want to go? It does not just black people. There's a bunch of people that wouldn't want to. They need just to build some jails and Antarctica for everybody.
But didn't I preface that by saying that black people are tropical and we would prefer not to go to a place that
would cut down on crime.
To cut down on crime.
Black on black crime.
Black
well,
on
it
black
would be
crime.
Crime everywhere if you built jails and shipped people off to Antarctica
or
wherever, you know, that it's very cold.
But what I'm highlighting is the fact that we're disproportionately in jail as opposed to our ratio in the population.
Disproportionately in jail.
Right.
Meaning, there are a lot of black people in jail.
There are a lot of black people in jail.
There's a lot of Mexicans in jail, too.
Yeah, I know that.
So,
but there
I'm
are
saying,
probably more Mexicans than there are black people.
You can just build some jails in Antarctica and ship all the criminals off to Antarctica. And maybe just maybe that'll cut down crime everywhere.
All right.
You don't have to just say, you know, I thought you were in racial rehab.
I said,
you're
yes.
Stereotyping.
I'm not stereotyping.
I'm saying there's more blacks in the jail system.
That's not where I started.
That's where you ended up, though.
That's where you ended up.
That's where you ended up. That's where you were headed.
That wasn't where I was headed.
It's just, okay, solve the criminal crime, you know, whatever. Just all the criminals, just to cut down on them, send them to Antarctica.
All right. Well, Antarctica right now is kind of going somewhere else.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Where are they going?
In Antarctica, there's a large ice shelf that is expected to break from Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's an ice sheet that had formed over thousands of years by accumulated snow. Well, it's imminently close to breaking away from a part of the Antarctic Peninsula. And scientists are investigating whether the ice breakup is caused by global climate change. it's really stupid people.
We're not scientists. Okay, scientists. Dr. Dick Hugger.
Dr. Dick Hugger.
And Dr. Bodhisattva Khan.
Call me Dr. Dick.
Hello. Hugger. What?
Anyway.
Dr. Dick?
Yes. Dr. Dick Hugger is a lot. But, they said satellite images released by the European Space Agency on Friday show new cracks in the Wilkins ice shelf where it connects to Charcoal Island.
I keep going. That's funny.
Man.
Oh, goodness.
Are you okay?
Woo!
All right. I'm glad you're okay. Well, the ice shelf, it experienced a great amount of change last year, the ESA said. In February 2008, the shelf dropped 164 square miles of ice. In May, it lost another 62 square mile chunk.
Damn, how big is this thing?
Obviously, huge. I mean, we're talking about it dropped off in the last year 226 miles of ice.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of ice.
Wow.
Chip, anybody talking about going on cruises? Don't go on no cruises near Antarctica. Because you may be part of that Titanic deal.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, you can go on a cruise. Just not one that's going near Antarctica.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of ice, man.
Might be 226 miles of ice. You need on one hand, you know. Okay, pardon. I don't know nothing about that. But
right.
Yeah. Or you can go gangster and
gangster.
Go to a wedding. Yeah, most people know who Tom Brady is.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Quarterback.
It's security.
Yeah. You know, on these paparazzi. I guess the paparazzi was hiding in the bushes and whatnot. And the bodyguard saw him in Costa Rica. And I guess in Costa Rica, the bodyguards are like, nah, we're not in America. We'll take your ass out. And so they saw these paparazzi dudes hiding in the bushes, and they took fire on their ass.
Wow.
So photographer Rolando Avias, from the Spanish language newspaper Albia, and Yuri Cortez, a photographer for the French news agency Agence France-Presse. I don't know if I said that right.
Say it again.
No. Agence France-Presse. That's the name of it.
Okay.
That's the agency that he would. He said that the bodyguard shot at his car and shot at him because they refused to give up the camera. And I guess they got their long lenses out to take pictures from the bushes. What is it about paparazzi and bushes?
They like to hide in
the bushes. They like to hide in the bushes.
Anyway, Englishmen.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the guy saw him and just started shooting at him, and they ran back to their Jeep. They started the engine, and I guess they said a live round pierced their back windshield and hit the front windshield directly in between their heads, according to them. But these could be two dudes just trying to get some celebrity, whatever, a little 2 minutes of fame.
Yep.
You're lucky I said your name. And if you jump out the bushes on me, I'm going to whoop your paparazzi ass. Because I don't have no money for you to sue me for.
Right.
Yeah, so don't jump out the
bushes. He's going to whip your paparazzi ass.
Exactly. Your paparazzi punk ass is jumping out the bushes on folks.
You're going to mess your ass?
No, as a matter of fact, you know, I was just peeing the bushes. What the hell? Smart criminal.
Compared to dumb ones?
Yeah, you know, I'm saying that as a joke. Yeah, I guess Matthew and Laura Eaton appeared on Dr. Phil's show last fall.
Not Dr. Phil.
Yeah, they went on there and they wanted to share their story
about
them going on the 3-day shoplifting binge.
They want to talk about that on the air?
Yeah.
Are they reformed or what?
No. The San Marcos couple those who bragged about making $100,000 shoplifting and selling their loot on eBay are now under investigation by federal agents. Yeah, see, because what they did is they were on Dr. Phil, and they're telling their story, and they're showing a video of them and their three small children.
Oh, no.
Accompanying them on a three-day shoplifting
event.
Yes. And Matthew even called it easy money on the air.
What a dumbass.
Yeah, and so the Secret Service and the San Diego Regional Fraud Task Force.
Is it in San Diego?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Searched their homes and seized toys, a car, and other belongings. They say the thieves have not been arrested or charged, but the search warrant indicates their on-air boasting caught their attention.
Well, hello, Dumbasses.
Yeah. How the hell you
take your kids with you?
And then you gonna go on Dr. Phil
on live television.
I don't know if that's live.
No, that's not. It's pre-recorded, but yeah. I mean, on television where everybody watched Dr. Phil.
Right.
Well, not everybody.
Not me.
But people watch Dr. Phil. Of course, hello. Millions of people.
And you're going to go on it. Oh, it's easy money. And you got video.
Be scared with you, dumbasses. Okay, let's say that again. Easy, you are dumbasses.
You are dumbasses.
Asses, stupid.
Right.
Stupid.
Matthew and Laura Eaton.
You're dumb.
On you.
You're dumb.
And you suck.
You suck.
Yeah. Alright.
You suck.
Speaking of, not sucking. Man's best friend.
My dog.
D-O-G.
Yeah.
Your dog ain't bad like this dog.
Oh, no.
This dog evaded sharks and survived 4 months on a desert isle.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sophie Tucker, the cattle dog, spent 4 months foraging for food on the desert island before being rescued. Yes, the dog fell off a yacht, and I guess it was presumed lost, but then it turned up 4 months later on the island.
Wow, what did they eat?
They said, apparently, Sophie Tucker swam more than 6 miles to St. Bede's Island, and she survived for more than 4 months hunting wild goats for food.
She hunted these goats?
Yeah, I'm like,
damn!
Like,
what kind of dog is it?
Well, it says it's a black cattle dog. Like, wow. That's amazing.
Wow.
I mean, this is a badass dog.
Yeah.
It's hunting goats.
Wild goat.
Yeah, and it swam.
Swam.
It's old wit, so yeah, I guess swam, whatever. It swam 6 miles.
I can't see it.
That's a long way. And it avoided the sharks. It's a badass dog. It's a dog. If you have, you feel real safe with this dog.
Yeah.
Safe enough, unless they got a gun.
but to elude the sharks.
Right. And hunt the goats. I mean, goats are some badass. You know, goats are pretty tough.
Why?
They ain't hunting them.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, keep talking.
All right, well.
What is it, sir?
You're running on reserve battery power. So, rocket fuel was found in baby formula.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. They said traces of a chemical used in rocket fuel were found in samples of powdered baby formula and could exceed what's considered a safe dose for adults if mixed with water. And also, and they said that water was also contaminated with the ingredient, a U.S. Government study has found. And I guess this is a study by scientists at the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and they looked for the chemical perchlorate, something like that, in different brands of powdered baby formula. And I guess this chemical has turned up in several cities' drinking water supplies. And they said it can occur naturally, but most perchlorate contamination has been tied to defense and aerospace sites. And they said no tests have ever shown the chemical caused health problems, but scientists have said significant amounts of perchlorate can avoid thyroid, well, not avoid, what am I talking about? It can affect thyroid function. And y'all know, of course, that thyroid sets your metabolism, as well as it can affect fetal and infant brain development. And the researchers would not, and this is the funny part, the researchers would not disclose the brands of formula they studied. And they say only a few samples were studied, so it's hard to know if the perchlorate levels would be found in all containers of those brands, a CDC spokesman says. But what I'm talking about is this shit's in the water, too. And your dog stinks.
I know.
Homie, I'm saying. God damn.
I'm glad she was laughing.
Mm. Okay. It was, your dog had an odor last week, and now your dog got an odor.
Odor?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I need some soap. Wash your homie.
No, it's from now. Mm.
Okay.
It's eating.
Y'all gotta get up in there. Get the brush in that tongue.
I never did the blind walk out.
Yeah. I doubt. Wine will help.
Maybe the wine will help.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sure everybody's been well aware of this this crazy guy, Jairly Wong. Yeah, he's the guy that shot all those people up.
Oh, the ambush?
Yeah, what he did, he parked his car to block the back door, and then he busts in the front door and starts shooting.
At his mom? Wasn't that his mom's house or something?
No, he went to the immigration center. They said Jairly Wong, he felt tormented by the police. He said they was messing with him, and I guess he just, like, police would always stop him, take money out of his wallet.
Oh.
And he said, well, this is his words. He said because of him, he lost his job and all this. Now, of course, him shooting 13 people and then killing himself, I mean,
I didn't think he killed himself.
Yeah, he killed
himself. I thought
himself.
They asked him anyway.
No, he killed himself. But the point is, he killed 13 innocent folks.
Oh, was it 13 people?
Yes, it was 13 people. You know, people who had nothing to do nothing with it. You know.
Innocent.
Yeah, innocent.
Were three of them police officers?
He wrote in his letter, that this is what he did. He sent it March 18th, and in the letter, envelope, whatever, it included photos of him smiling with two guns, his gun permit and his driver's license, and in the envelope he carried three stamps, two purple hearts, and a Liberty Bell. And in the letter, he's saying he can't accept my poor life, and I will cut my poor life. And it ends with, and you have a nice day.
What?
He
was mentally disturbed.
Yes, he was. He was definitely mentally disturbed. And unfortunately, he didn't kill himself by himself. He decided to take others' lives off him. That's really sad. And I hate to hear about that. And I'm like, hey, if you're going to shoot somebody, shoot yourself.
Don't shoot other people.
It's not right. You know, if you feel like it's over for you, you can't function in the world. Not that I'm advocating suicide. I don't want to sound like I'm advocating suicide. But I'm just saying that, hey, stop killing folks. It's like we gotta be inundated with folks shooting folks. This year, I mean, it's like every week somebody's going off and killing a bunch of people. I mean, is it really that bad? Is it really that bad, people? Yeah, obviously. Well, this next one, hate crime.
Hate crime?
Hate crime. Right here in San Diego. I don't know. Making me want to move. The Marine and his wife, who was found together, partially clothed. They were attacked by four Camp Pendleton-based Marines, including one known as Psycho. There in court, they were accused of the execution-style slaying of a fellow Marine and his wife, Sergeant Jan Petruzak, and his wife, Kiana Jenkins Petruzak, 26, were found gagged, tied, and shot in the head in their living room.
Good Lord.
Yeah, no guilty pleas were entered in the case in November by Lance Corporal John Emery, Lance Corporal Tyrone Miller, and Private Kevin Cox, and Lance Corporal Kason Sykes. The Marines were charged with two counts of first-degree murder and special circumstance allegations of committing multiple murders, committing the crime during a robbery, and rape by instrument. Yes. What they did was Sykes, known as Psycho, told police they went to the home to rob people back. All four said his wife was sexually assaulted, and according to an investigative affidavit. And Ramirez also testified the words "in lover" was spray painted on the wall at the couple's home because it was an interracial couple.
Where was this at?
This is right.
At Pendleton?
Yeah, Pendleton is the area.
You're kidding.
No. Not kidding. Very sad. Death penalty. No appeal. Death penalty.
Wow.
Or just ship them off to Antarctica.
Antarctica is not in the way.
Well, I'm saying put them on that milk.
Because they don't know if it's due to global warming or not.
Right. put them, I mean, what? They'll have 64 miles. You can put them on the 164-mile piece or the 62-mile piece. Either way, they'll have a lot in, but what I'm saying is put them there now, even though there's no jail. Here you go, home, here's a jacket. Here's some boots. Make it.
Check out on the same island as that dog was on.
Nah, because they got goats to hunt. No.
Yeah, wow.
Put their ass in Antarctica with just a jacket and some boots. Make it.
Wow.
If you can survive the polar bears in the cold, hey. But you can't never come back here.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a shame. I don't know what's in the water. But
chemicals.
Yeah, there's been chemicals in the damn water. That powder. Maybe that's what drives folks crazy, because they said it's in the water.
By the way, for those of you that are listening on Blog Talk Radio, you're listening to Smooth Drama Live Talk Radio Show. We air every Tuesday and Thursday night at 9 o'clock. To send in your topics, you can email us at
smoothdrama1@yahoo.com.
And to stay up to date on current events and other things, special appearances, interviews, you can text the word
Smooth Drama
to 41411. From your mobile device. Now we are also trying something new. We have a Smooth Drama TV station now.
You get to see Butter Pecan digging her nose.
Yeah. And you can go to that by visiting Mogulus, MOGULUS.com/Smooth Drama. One word, and you can watch us live on the air every Tuesday and Thursday night. So, we,
Live. That's it? That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Yeah. All right, well, to end it up, beware the perils of caffeine, people. It's estimated that 80-90% of y'all in North America consume caffeine products every day, and experts, smart people I guess, estimate about half of y'all will experience headaches and other symptoms from caffeine withdrawal syndrome.
Why are we stopping?
Yeah.
Eating caffeine, drinking caffeine, what?
Well, they're saying that caffeine is really, really bad. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland, they said they recognized the condition as a disorder 5 years ago through decades of study.
I'm addicted.
Right. There's a lot of people who are addicted.
I'm addicted to caffeine. I know if I start drinking caffeine, I'm going to get the headaches and be bitch.
That's
amazing. So on that note, we do need to end the show because we are running out of time. So thank you for tuning in. And we will see you on Thursday night at 9 o'clock.
On the dot.
And you are listening to Smooth Drama.
With your host, Dick Hunger, representing.
Yeah, and Butter Pecan. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama. move.